This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un called for a stronger effort to overcome hardships and challenges facing his country as he opened a key political meeting after carrying out a record number of missile tests this year. A plenary meeting of the ruling Workers' Party was convened in Pyongyang on Monday to review past projects and discuss next year's work plans, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. Ukraine is negotiating details of a peace summit, APZ Donahue explaining.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP Russia could only be invited to such a summit if the country faces a war crimes tribunal first.
Not to allow Russia to manipulate the issue of peace, because they regularly say that they are ready for negotiations, which is not true, because everything they do on the battlefield proves the opposite.
Kuleba says Ukraine would like the summit to be held at the United Nations in February, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres moderating.
He has proven himself to be an efficient mediator and an efficient negotiator, and most importantly, as a man of principles and integrity.
Kuleba says Ukraine will do whatever it can to win the war in 2023, adding diplomacy always plays an important role.
Every war ends in a diplomatic way.
Kuleba downplayed comments by Russian authorities that they are ready for talks. I'm Ed Donahue.
China's military sent 71 planes and 7 ships toward Taiwan in a 24-hour display of force directed at the self-ruled island. And China's military harassment of Taiwan, which it claims as its own territory, has intensified in recent years. And the Communist Party's People Liberation Army has sent planes or ships toward the island on a near daily basis. This is VOA News. As millions of travelers in the U.S. try to reach their destinations after a deadly holiday storm disrupted their travel plans, airlines are now scrambling to help them make sense of it all. In an interview with KTRK, Jay McVeigh, senior director of Southwest Airlines, says that the storm's movement caused havoc on scheduling.
As the storm continued to sweep across the country, it continued to impact many of our larger stations, and so the cancellations just compiled one after another.
In that same interview, McVeigh says that storm cancellations disrupted staffing patterns.
With those cancellations, and as a result, we end up with flight crews and airplanes that are out of place and not in the cities that they need to be in to continue to run our operations. So that is ultimately exactly how we ended up where we are.
The pre-Christmas blizzard that paralyzed the Buffalo area and much of the country has been blamed for at least 49 deaths. Some died while shoveling snow. China will drop a COVID-19 quarantine requirement for passengers arriving from abroad starting January 8th. That's according to the National Health Commission on Monday and the latest easing of the country's once strict virus control measures. Currently, arriving passengers must quarantine for 5 days at a hotel, followed by 3 days at home. That is down from as much as 3 weeks in the past. Scrapping of the quarantine requirement is a major step toward fully reopening travel with the rest of the world, which the government severely curtailed in a bid to keep the virus out. The restriction has prevented most Chinese from traveling abroad, limited face-to-face diplomatic exchanges, and sharply reduced the number of foreigners in China for work and study. The South Korean government of President Yoon Suk-yeol is granting a special pardon to ex-president Lee Myung-bak, who was sentenced to a 17-year prison term for a range of corruption crimes. The Justice Ministry said in a statement Tuesday that Lee is among over 1,300 convicts who will be pardoned Wednesday. It said it has decided to include some politicians, such as the 81-year-old Lee, in an effort to promote national unity. Lee was released from prison temporarily in June over health concerns. The CEO-turned-conservative hero had been convicted of taking bribes, embezzling funds, and other corruption-related crimes. More than 1,000 senior Israeli Air Force veterans have urged the country's top legal officials to stand tough against the incoming government. They say that the alliance of religions and ultranationalist parties threatens Israel's future. It was delivered in a letter sent Monday to the chief of Israel's Supreme Court, the Attorney General, and other top legal officials. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.